Mighty God, as I come before you this day, let the very words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As we come to the close of this celebratory month of Black History, where history continues to make itself day in and day out, the history of all of God's people continues to be made in this time and in this season. Whether it was the beginning of this month where we were listening and looking at blackface being repronounced again in our nation state of Virginia. Whether we are continually making history by in that same state where we have a lieutenant governor accused of abusing of women. History continues to be made in the midst of the violence that continues to avail our land, where gun violence continues to avail within this city and across this nation. Mass shootings continue to occur. We continue to make history, not necessarily history that we ought to be proud of, history that we ought to claim. We're still in a world where those who are different from us are not accepted. Those who are less than us are not received. We're still living in a world where there is history being made, but once again, not the history that we would want to claim. And so we come to the passage of text that Jesus has placed on my heart, that God has placed in my presence for us to talk about and for us to resonate with for just a little while this morning. It's found in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through the 38th verse. And the title of the message this morning is It's About Love. When we come to this passage of text, Jesus has just finished, as we so aptly heard for those who were present last Sunday from Pastor Madison, if you had heard his message last Sunday where he preached on the Beatitudes and he talked about what the Beatitudes throughout, and he relished on the words of blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are the brokenhearted. Jesus has just given a message to those who are suffering from the worst of life, those who feel like they can't make it over, those who feel like they can't get anywhere because life has dealt them a shady hand. Life has dealt them down and dirty. There is no way that they see light in the midst of this darkness. But Jesus says, even in the midst of your woe and angst, even in the midst of your despair, blessed are you, because there is a blessing yet coming. You can't see it right now, but it's coming. You may not know what it is, but it's coming. So Jesus tells them, as Madison so aptly told those who were present last week, that Jesus is still offering a blessing to those who are dealing with all sorts of issues in the world, whether it's because they've been abused, misused, talked about, as short as there is a blessing. And then he does this. Only Jesus would do this. After telling them that they got a blessing, after telling them that even though they are living in this vein of where they are not the haves, they are the have-nots. They are not the top of the line. They're at the bottom of the barrel. They are not the ones who are going to be loved, who are going to be cherished, but they are the ones who will be despised, talked about. And then Jesus says, you who listen. He is talking to them. You who listen. Love your enemies. The ones who are putting you in the same position that you're in, love them anyway. The ones who are mistreating you, do it anyhow. The ones who are talking about you and keeping you downtrodden, love them anyway. The government who is not doing what it ought to do for you, love the government anyway. Love the people anyway. The person who is cheating you from when you go to barter and to buy, love them anyway. My. Jesus is telling those who are on the down and out, those who you would think would have no reason to love, those who you would think would have no reason to stand up and say to someone who's mistreated you, Donna, I love you anyway. Not that you've done anything wrong, Donna. Pastor Plesso, I would go to you and say, even though you stepped across me, even though you hurt me, I'm going to love you anyway. I want you to know this love that Jesus is talking about. This love is not one of denial. It's not one that denies what has happened to you. It doesn't mean that you deny that anything has ever happened to you ever. No, it doesn't mean that goes away. It doesn't mean that it comes instantaneously either. It doesn't mean that just because you are to love that you're going to get it real quick. That you're going to love no matter what. Because somebody hurt you, you're going to love him right away. Oh no, it may take some time, sisters and brothers. This love is not denial. It is not something that comes quickly. And it is not something that you can just sit back and shade over and say, well, I love you, Sam, and we're good. Knowing doggone well, I didn't mean it at all. I didn't love you. I just said it to make you feel good. I'm still mad at you. No, this is not the love that Jesus is talking about. He's not saying to you that you are to deny yourself, that you are to act as if nothing ever happened. No, that is not the love he's talking about. Because guess what? That sense of hurt, that sense of pain, that sense of loss, that sense of being mistreated doesn't go away. It's still there. But you know what? It means that I will love you in spite of that. I will love you above and beyond it. I will love you anyhow. I know that sometimes I may not want to love you that way, but I'm going to struggle with it. Now, here's what I say to my kids. I used to say this to them all the time. I'd say to Jason and Justine, they'd say to me, so-and-so, and they'd say, I'd say, well, listen, I love you, but right now I don't like you. I wouldn't say I don't, because I never stop loving them, but I would let them know that, you know what, I still love you. But in this moment right now, I don't like you. But let somebody do something to you, and I'm right there, I got your back. But Jesus is not talking about that kind of love either. He's not talking about the love, romantic love that Barbara and I have shared over the last 33 years. That's not the love he's talking about. He's not talking about that love that you have for a family member. No. For a sibling. You're talking about a love with someone who you've had conflict with, who you've had issues with. And and by the way, that can be in the family, trust me. I can tell that. It can be in the family. That there are moments where you do not get along, where there's an issue going on. But Jesus is telling you to go above that. He says, you know what? He says it's easy for you to love the person who loves you back. It's easy for you to love somebody when they're doing something back for you. It's easy to love the person who is right in your family. It's easy to love my wife, Barbara. It is for me. It is. But what about the person who has mistreated me? What about the person who stole my car and wrecked it? What about the person who called me names in the grocery store? What about the person who used some sort of disdain against me? What about the person who I have an issue with? Will I love them the same way that Christ is challenging you and me to love? And I want to clarify this. It ain't easy to love. There was a song that I was taught a year or so ago, and it says, the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. It's so easy. It's so easy. It's so easy. Easy to love. And I was singing that song with a bunch of us. That was us. I was in the church. And I was saying that it's so easy to love because I was talking about y'all. Y'all easy to love. And I realized there's a problem with that song. For me, I can love you. But what about the one on the street? What about the one who comes in, don't smell like me, don't look like me, don't talk like me, don't act like me? What about the one who has issues where they've done something that I revile, that I find totally unacceptable and unexcusable? What do I do with them? An old church member shortly after Trump got elected walked up to me after a sermon and said, so Pastor, you said you love everybody. I said, yes, I do. And he looked me dead in the eye and he says, so that means you love Trump. I said, yes, I do. I said, yes, I do. I don't like some of the things he does, but he is still God's child. He is still God's. The murderer on the street is still God's child. The one who breaks in and damages your stuff is still God's child. The one who commits adultery or breaks the laws of men, the moral laws and the moral code, is still a child of God. The one who misuses and abuses is still a child of God. So guess what? Yes, I love them. Yes, I love them. Because in this love, it means that what I will do is I will work with them. I will talk with them. I will try to hear their story. I will try to understand why it is and where it is that caused them to go to this vein and sit with them and really listen to them. When Jesus says, you who listen, look out. We don't listen anymore. We're very quick, as Jesus says, to judge. We're very quick to condemn. We're very quick to say, I ain't forgiving you. We're very slow to forgive someone. And I want to clarify that forgiveness does not mean, just as loving does not mean you deny yourself, forgiving does not mean you forget. I'm going to be honest. The memory in our brain does not allow us to let what happened to us disappear in that vein. It is there. But forgiving means that you and I will have a conversation. Forgiving means that I will say to you, you know, here's what you did to me. Here's how it felt. Forgiving means that we're going to have a little talk. Forgiving means that I won't talk about you behind your back and say what you said about me or to me. It means that if I can't come to you and talk to you, I ain't forgive. I have not forgiven anything you've done if I can't sit down and have a conversation with you. So Jesus says, do not be quick to judge. Do not be quick to get angry and be uncaring. You, when you love, you will check your judgment at the door. When you love, you will check your condemnation in your own heart. When you love, you will forgive even when it seems impossible to forgive. It's scary when I think about this in context to we who love the Lord. When the shooting happened several years back with the Amish children, I was shocked by the nation's response, by how the Amish were able to say the first words out of their life, out of their mouth, was forgiveness. We forgive the shooter. And so many of us were shocked that they could do that. That means we need to check where we come from. That means we need to check whose God we serve. Because if we check in the right box, we would be able to forgive too. We'd be able to find that place, that godly place that says we will forgive, and that forgiveness means that I will find a place to journey with you that we might change that situation, rather than sitting down and judging from what we see. I'm reminded of that too because I do it too. I'm going to own that I need some work in that area. I'm not perfect, trust me, by a long shot. Have mercy, Jesus. But what I will say to you is that I'm working at it. I am working at it because God, because Christ so loved the world that he would come for you and me. And that Christ, in the midst of the worst of what someone could endure, is asking us to do something that is more powerful. And by the way, loving doesn't cost you a dime. Loving does not cost you a penny. You don't have to worry about your 401k. You don't have to worry about your car. You don't have to worry about your house. To love someone doesn't cost you anything. It is about love. My friends, in the world in which we live in, with folks dying at the immigration borders, in the world in which we live in, where violence against women continues to be paramount in our world, in the world in which we live in, where our leaders, my Lord, they are not leading. I'm just going to claim it. Whether it's Republicans or Democrats, whether it's conservatives or whoever you want to call them, I don't care who we want to put in the bucket. They're all in the same boat. We're not leading. We're not leading in a just way. We're not leading in a kind way. We're not loving. We're not even loving among each other. And that's the message for us today. It is about love. It is about how do I love you How do I love you, but how do I love those on the outside, those on the fringes? How do I love that person who's standing on the street looking for loose change? How do I love that person who is struggling because they don't have any place to go, no roof over their head? How do I love them who are sitting in the prison, in the jail cell? How do I love them who are struggling to find their own identity? How do I love them who know no other way out? Jesus says to those who were poor and hearted, to those who were down and out, to those who were considered the least of society, he told them the thing that they should do, the thing that they are to do, is they are to love. Well, guess what? That same word is the word for you and me. We are to love our enemies. We are to love those we dislike, we don't understand, we don't know. We can't figure them out. Don't try. Let God do that. We are to love anyway. It won't cost you anything to love. Amen.